Honorable members, ladies and gentlemen, excellencies, good morning. I welcome you to this meeting of the RJMEC. And during our last meeting, we stressed the point that the lack of progress and clarity on elections preparedness, constitution making, and unification of forces, each of which is a critical precondition for smooth and successive elections, was creating uncertainty. Today we meet at a more hopeful moment in this regard with the recent appointment of members to reconstitute the Political Parties Council, the National Constitutional Review Commission, NCRC, and the National Election Commission, NSC. The reconstitution of these institutions is a welcome development, and I commend the parties this agreement for this milestone. I also take this opportunity to congratulate those members of RJMEC who have been appointed to these committees and these institutions. My statement this morning will highlight the importance of these recent developments, identify critical pending tasks, and recommend urgent actions to accelerate progress in the implementation of the Refratri's agreement on the resolution of the conflict of the Republic of South Sudan, ARACRIS. On the reconstitution of the aforementioned institutions, much is expected of them. I would therefore like to highlight some aspects of their critical roles regarding South Sudan's democratic transition. In particular, the Political Parties Council is mandated to register, monitor, and regulate the activities of the political parties. The NCRC will drive forward the permanent constitution-making process, and the NSC will undertake preparations for the conduct of elections. In this regard, their effective functioning will pave the way towards the widening of civic and political space, the completion of the permanent constitution, as well as the timely conduct of elections. Our preliminary analysis of the appointees to these institutions reveals that overall, the Reconstituent Political Parties Council attained 50% women representation. However, women's representation in the Reconstituted National Constitution Review Commission is 33%, and in the Reconstituted National Election Commission is 22%. RJMEC reiterates its appeal to the parties to always adhere to the 5% minimum representation of women in various institutions and bodies of the ARACRIS. Notwithstanding the percentage shortfall, these institutions urgently require effective facilitation and support to enable them to discharge their mandates. In that regard, I appeal to the Refratri's Transition Government of National Unity to provide the necessary resources to these institutions and the regional and international partners to consider supporting their work. It is important to note that once these bodies are operational, they are required to regularly report to the RJMEC plenary as per Article 7.8 of the Peace Agreement. Regarding legislative reforms, there has been some progress in the review and amendment of the laws such as the Investment Promotion Act. The National Constitutional Amendment Committee, NSC, will provide this meeting with details on the progress it has made since our last plenary. Regarding the status of previously completed amendment laws, it is our understanding that 4 draft amendment bills, namely the NGO, the Public Financial Management and Accountability, the Petroleum, and the Petroleum Revenue Management bills, are still with the Council of Ministers. The National Security Services Act Amendment Bill and the National Audit Chamber Act Amendment Bill are before the Reconstituent Transitional National Legislative Assembly, TNLA. The delayed enactment of the National Security Services Act Amendment Bill is concerning, having been the subject of broad consultations and agreement by the principals of the parties in March 2023. I therefore urge that the Reconstituent TNLA to expedite its enactment. As was reported in our last plenary, the work of the Judicial Reforms Committee, JRC, has largely stalled. We appeal to Aratiginu and partners to support the JRC leadership to resume work and complete its important mandate, including recommending appropriate judicial reforms, review of the Judicial Act, reconstitution of the Judicial Service Commission, and establishment of a constitutional court. On security, the permanent ceasefire continues to hold, but recently, the CITSAM-VM has reported tensions in Upper Nile State, reported due to the movement of General Johnson Olonyi's Agolek forces towards SPLO-IO areas in Tonga, Unity, Upper Nile State. There are also tensions in Lea County, Unity State, following the defection of the SPLO General Simon Magwek to the SSPDF. In Central Equatoria, clashes between the SSPDF and NAS continues to be reported. I would like to hear from the status of this security situation from the JDB and the CITSAM-VM. On the transition security arrangements, there is little progress to mention, although recent reports have suggested movement of the graduated necessary immigrant forces from training centers to Panier, Torit, and Maridi to Luli in preparation for deployment. As a result of the delay in the deployment of Phase 1 NUF, Phase 2 training has not yet commenced. It is understood that among the graduated NUF in the training centers, salaries are being paid only to ITGNU components of the unified forces. I would like to emphasize the importance of addressing the welfare of all unified forces who are now graduated and awaiting deployment in order to boost their morale and maintain unity of purpose. It is important to stress that without the completion of the unification of forces and bringing these forces under one commander-in-chief, achieving a secure environment for the holding of elections will be a huge challenge. Furthermore, there is no justification for the further delay of this process or the defection of forces from one party to the other, which continues to be reported. I appeal to ARTIGNU to fully fund the unification of forces and to support the efforts of the security mechanisms who are working to bring the process to its conclusion. On the Strategic Defense and Security Review, SDSR, process, I am aware that all the draft documents are ready for validation by the board, and I would like to encourage the SDSR board to expedite and finalize the SDSR process. On the CITSAM-VM, the mechanism continues to discharge its mandate despite insufficient funding and challenges with the technical committee. The matter of the CITSAM-VM technical committee has been forwarded to the principals of the parties to resolve. As we move towards elections, it is self-evident that the work of CITSAM-VM is even more crucial, as its impartial reporting, contributed to by representatives of all the parties, will build more trust and confidence in the ceasefire and transition security arrangements. I therefore reiterate my appeal to the principals to urgently resolve this matter. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, progress regarding humanitarian assistance and reconstruction is important in the run-up to elections, not least in terms of guaranteeing the rights of returnees and refugees, but to return to safety and dignity. Further, with the increasing number of returnees and refugees from Sudan, the provision of humanitarian assistance at the point of return and the securing of humanitarian access and establishing safe humanitarian corridors is critical. In this regard, a key task not completed is the establishment of the Special Reconstruction Fund at Board, which should have been done 14 months ago, according to the roadmap. In terms of resource, economic, and finance management, while some progress has been made with regard to the passage of legislation for reforms to increase transparency and accountability in the economic sector, much more is needed. In particular, it is important to finalize and operationalize the Anti-Corruption Commission Act 2009, Amendment Bill 2023, passed last month by the reconstituted TNLA. Furthermore, I urge the passage of the National Audit Chamber Act Amendment Bill as it complements the process of achieving the transparency and accountability aspired to in the ARACRIS. Furthermore, The recent approval by the Council of Ministers of the Land, National Land Policy is a step forward, which will subsequently be tabled before the reconstituted TNLA. Once implemented, the land policy will serve as the foundation for the establishment of sector policies to promote long-term economic development, manage competing interests over land and land-based resources, and resolve land-related disputes. Similarly, the review of the Land Act 2008 will also play a positive role towards the management of land tenure, land use and management, and also help address the malpractices such as land grabbing. On transition justice, the bills on the Commission for Truth, Reconciliation and Healing, CTRH, and the Compensation and Reparation Authority, CRA, were approved by the Council of Ministers on 6th of October 2023 and are awaiting submission to the reconstituted TNLA. I look forward to receiving an update from the RTGNU on the status of these bills. In terms of the permanent constitution-making process, considering the short time left and the fact that the provisions of the permanent constitution will determine the type of elections to be held, it is important for the members to work swiftly and diligently. In this regard, I appeal for the timely establishment of the preparatory subcommittee for the National Constitution Conference and the recruitment of the Constitution Drafting Committee to enable concurrent activities, including civic education and public consultations. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, when considering the overall implementation of the agreement, the unification of forces faces the biggest challenge, and yet it is the most consequential for the stability and the dwelling peace for South Sudan. For almost 4 years, troops have languished in the cantonment sites and training centers with very little support, and while the upper command echelon of the NUF is unified, the mid and lower levels are not. Further, failure to complete the unification of forces can adversely impact preparation towards elections. I would like to highlight that there is a recurring problem of lack of funding of the agreement institutions and mechanisms, which is causing them severe operational challenges and difficulties. Regarding the security mechanisms, members of JDB, JMCC, JTSC, SDSR Board, and DDR Commission are all reporting working under difficult circumstances owing to the lack of funding for activities and allowances. If this lack of support continues, then the transition security arrangements, especially the much-delayed unification of forces, will further slow down, making election-related security much harder to achieve. Furthermore, the non-payment of the accumulated allowances of the national members of the NCSC is likely to jeopardize the completion of their work. The work of the JRC has largely stalled due to lack of facilitation of its leadership. In light of the criticality of tasks ahead and limited time left for elections, it is imperative to fund these mechanisms to complete their work as scheduled. I therefore appeal to RTGNU and all partners and friends of South Sudan to provide the necessary funding and resources. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, in light of the affirmations, I would like to make the following recommendations to RTGNU. A, adequately resource the Reconstituted Political Parties Council, the Reconstituted National Constitution Review Commission, and the Reconstituted National Elections Commission to effectively discharge their mandates. B, finalize the passage of the National Security Service Act 2014 Amendment Bill 2023 and the National Audit Chamber Act 2011 Amendment Bill 2022, currently with the reconstituted TNLA. C, complete the unification and deployment of forces. D, establish the Special Reconstruction Fund and Board. E, expedite the review of the Land Act 2008 in support of South Sudan's development agenda. And F, submit the the CTRH and TRA bills to the reconstituted TNLA. In conclusion, I would like to emphasize that the reconstitution of the three institutions is a positive step, and focus should now shift to operationalization and adequate resourcing to ensure the delivery of their mandates. And further, it is imperative to complete the unification of forces as an integral part of the preparations for elections, thereby effecting a smooth democratic transition as envisaged in the revitalized peace agreement. I thank you.